Hey y'all, this is Devin Nance. You may know me as the co-host of Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog, but I'm here to tell you all about my podcast, This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of, you guessed it, this black girl. Like I said, join me on a weekly basis wherever you listen to podcasts, and let's just have a conversation. Let's talk about any and everything and its impact on me from the perspective of, one more time, this black girl. And don't forget to subscribe for weekly notifications about new episodes. Rate and review, leave a comment, leave your feedback. Love to hear from you. And let's just have some fun. So once again, tune in to This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of this black girl. Trust me, she has a lot to say. Bye y'all.
Welcome back to Intimate Spaces. I'm Alicia Griffin.
And I'm Devin Nance.
And we're here.
Yeah. Hey. Like we said.
Yeah, all the time. Mm-hmm. All the days. This is episode 20.
Yay.
We're 5 episodes away from the end of the season. That's it. That's all.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
But what are we out?
What did you hit your head on?
I don't know. You hear it?
I did. This bottle.
Oh.
It ain't even full. What'd you do?
Anyway, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about intimacy.
Intimacy.
Yes.
Intimate spaces.
Leave this apartment. I hate you so much. Why'd you look at me like that?
You get it?
No. Sorry.
All right, so there are many important aspects of a healthy relationship, and the one that we want to talk about is the importance of cultivating intimacy with your partners.
So many people hear the word intimacy and think that we mean sex, but intimacy is much more than sex and can be a part of other non-sexual relationships,
which is important to note, because friends can be intimate, families can have intimate relationships. Yeah, so just throwing that out there. So what is the real definition of intimacy?
Oxford defines intimacy as close familiarity or friendship or closeness.
And Wikipedia, which I know is not, you know, Wikipedia, don't, you know, people be like, oh, don't quote Wikipedia. But like, Wikipedia quotes other places. So as long as you know where that came from, it's all good.
I'm about to say, as long as Wikipedia cites relative and like credible sources, you're fine. Don't just be like, I saw it on Wikipedia and don't do nothing else. Don't do that.
So I double check. Okay. Anyway, so Wikipedia defines it as an intimate relationship as an interpersonal relationship that involves physical or emotional intimacy. Although an intimate relationship is commonly a sexual relationship, it may also be a non-sexual relationship involving family, friends, or acquaintances.
So that definition gives 2 different types of intimacy, physical and emotional. But in reality, there are more than that.
Yes. So there are 6 types of intimacy that we're going to talk about that can be in a relationship. And it seems as though we naturally progress from one type to the next in our romantic relationships.
All right. So 1, verbal. When partners can talk openly, honestly, and easily, learning about each other, sharing what's on their mind, etc.
Yes. So that's kind of like the easy one, right? That's like the getting to know, the talking phase. You're talking with someone.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting to know them. What are your interests, your hobbies? What do you like to do? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite number? You ever ask that? What's your favorite number? I don't look it up. I got a favorite number.
I mean, it depends. Some people have a favorite number.
Mine's 8.
All right. Thanks for sharing, I guess. What's my favorite number? Do I have a favorite number?
Oh, you know, I guess, you know, more important ones, like, what's your favorite food? What's your favorite color?
Ah, yes, yes, yes. Things that people be arguing about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my booty hurts. Sorry, though. I'm sitting on this wheelchair.
Oh, I'm about to say, what's going on?
All right, so level two is emotional. So this is, of course, relates to feelings. It's about how strong your feelings are for each other, and are the feelings mutual?
Which, definitely important, because, you know.
Yeah. So do you really like them? Do you feel like you might love them? Do you feel like you have a strong connection to them?
Do you feel like they might love you back?
Yeah, all questions that you need to ask.
Yeah.
The more you talk and get to know someone, the more you start to feel connected to them.
Yes.
On an emotional level.
The more you talk to them, the more you spend time with them. Like, because it's definitely, you know, you can feel... I've talked to people who felt the connection over the phone and then kind of met them in person, like, maybe I just like their voice.
And that's how you get to number three.
Social. So it relates to togetherness, the time you spend together doing things, sharing activities and interests, bonding. I mean, it's hard to have relationships without some type of togetherness.
Yeah. So, like, you may, like, you, like, have some of the same interests, but, like, do you actually like being around one another?
Right. Like, can you, you
can
know...
just sit in the same space for hours and be fine.
But, like, sit in the same space for hours and maybe not necessarily be doing the same thing. Because that's happened before. I be in one space reading a book and he be over there playing video games.
Like, can you all be in the same space and be fine? And can you all do things together? Like, do you all have, like, shared activities to join together? Because if you all have absolutely nothing that you all want to do together, that's kind of weird.
A little different.
Like, I want to go to the movies. I hate movies. I want to go to a concert. I hate concerts. I want to go to the park. I hate parks.
But that just sounds like that person don't like to be outdoors.
I was switching back.
I was about to say, one of them don't like to do things outside the house. It sounds like, because you said movies, concerts, and the park, like all of those happen outside your
home. In my mind, I was like, she's like, I like movies. And he's like, I hate movies. A little bit of concerts. She's like, I hate concerts.
So it's like a whole parks. Total opposite situation.
What about restaurants? I hate going out to eat.
Well, all right. There has to
look. Let's stay in. I hate cooking. What?
Let's stay in. I get bored easily. What?
When are we gonna agree on something?
That sounds like 20 questions, and I'm gonna stop at like 5. Like, I don't like the movies. Well, fuck it. I don't want to go anywhere. Go to bed.
So then the next one is spiritual intimacy. So this is talking about things that are the most important to you. So discussing your values, your philosophies, your politics, your religious beliefs.
All of the above.
The things that I really like can really make or break a relationship.
This is also true.
Because you're getting deep. Things that make you feel like you found the soulmate if you all connect on those things.
Fair. Fair. Commitment. So about trust and commitment. Trusting your partner, feeling you are in their corner, can count on your partner, faithfulness, all of the above.
Yes. That's a different level of intimacy. Can you trust them when you're not together? Do you know that they are fully committed to you in the agreement and expectations that you've set for your relationship?
Fair. Y'all gotta be on the same page about that stuff, because it's like...
Yes.
Very important.
But of course that comes later, because you don't commit to somebody you just met.
I met you, I'm committed. What? I'm going to commit to you for the rest of my life. Let's have babies. What? That's weird. Sorry.
And then the last one, of course, is physical. So that's a continuum from innocent things like holding hands and hugging to kissing, all the way up to sexual intercourse.
Yeah. I mean, forms of intimacy, like, that kind of gets into your love languages. So, like, if you're a person who really likes physical touch, you know, intimacy could literally just be, you know, they're standing at the sink, watch dishes. You come over and touch their shoulder, and it's like, do-do-do-do-do. Like, you just like doing
you
stuff
love
like
me.
That. Right, stuff like that. Like, if you're me, I have to be touching some part of you most of the time. And that's platonic and romantic relationships.
So, as I said, so for most of these, even when you think about, like, your friendships or your family, almost, if you're really, really close, you have a best friend or your favorite cousin, you probably have, like, 1 through 5.
Yeah, I would see that.
You probably, and if you're a touchy person, you have some form of 6. It doesn't go all the way to the end, obviously.
No.
But, yeah, you hug and things like that.
Yeah.
So. Are there stages of intimacy that come easy to you? Like, I'm a physical person, so I don't like physical touch, and that's pretty easy to me to, like, feel connected to people on a physical level.
This is true.
And I'm a talker, so verbal is easy too.
This is also true.
But like spiritual, I feel like I'm very protective of
your beliefs and values.
Yes,
you are.
And I don't like to be judged for them, so I don't share them very often. Mm-hmm. And I also don't want to ruin a relationship because of our differences in beliefs and values. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it gets hard for me to like take it to that level where it's like, let's get deep and really talk about like religion.
Yeah.
Or like my philosophies on like politics and life. It starts to get too much for me. I'm like, all right.
I would say physical, verbal, I don't know, emotional and social can be kind of weird for me, only because like I don't like being super emotional around people I don't know. And then like social, you know, I be meaning to want to spend time with people, but sometimes I just don't. Like, that don't mean I don't love you. It just had to be very special for me to be like, ooh, I want to spend time and schedule time ahead of time to see you. Yeah. Or be like, I ain't seen that person, why would you do it, why ain't you been around me in my space? Because I can be a loner. So, and emotional is harder for me because, like, if I like you, then it's like a lot of emotions. And then I want you to like me, and then I'm like, do you like me? Are you mad? Like, I'm that type person, so yeah.
So if you all want to share with us which ones are easy for you and which ones are hard for you, feel free to do that on any of the social media accounts. We're going to take a quick break.
Yes.
And get right back to it.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Malisha Griffin from Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog. But you knew that already because you're listening to it. But what you didn't know is that I am also a published poet. If you go to Amazon.com right now, you can check out both my collections of poetry. The first one is The Second Decade, Tales of an Adult-like Woman, and the second one is Where is the Yellow Butterfly? So be sure to go and check them out. Bye!
And we're back!
Yay!
You say yay like we went on a whole adventure. Like outside, right around, I came back. What's up?
My booty did hurt though, dang.
Well, a lot of it.
Booty right on this chair.
The chair is uncomfortable.
Okay.
So, intimacy can be forgotten the longer people are together. But it is important to rekindle the flame from time to time.
Yes. So, we put together some tips and tricks on how to keep that intimate spark alive. That's so lame. We sound so corny right now.
Yeah, it's like, put that spark back in there. Mm-hmm. Light that fire.
Match.com.
I don't know. Hinge. I'm just kidding. Okay, so, first. It's face. I'm sorry. Okay, face. Try something new.
This is actually like, this is good though.
It is.
You want to try new things. You don't want to keep the same routine. It gets boring after a while.
Make it spicy.
You want to be less spontaneous. You know what I'm saying?
Spicy. Well, and trying something new just kind of opens up a new adventure, maybe a possibility to a new hobby, something that y'all could make a regular thing, right?
You never know what you like until you try it.
This is true.
So something else you can do is reminisce on good times.
Share memories.
Remember that time. We do that all the time.
I'm about to say, that's a whole common thing with like my platonic and romantic relationships. It's at jokes. Yes. We be going way back. Especially me and Harry, we be going to high school, be dead for 20 minutes. Don't nobody else know what the hell is happening, but we be on the floor laughing that, you know, that silent laugh, but you can't breathe, but you still laughing that way.
Good times.
Good times, bro.
Good times.
Y'all literally just did it. And now when we do it, it's a prop. This is what I be talking about. Touch more in non-sexual ways too.
Yes. Touching is important. Hold hands. Kiss. Kissing is an intimate act. I read an article that said most Americans don't like kissing them.
Really? Mm-hmm. Every day.
Everything's been getting kissed wrong.
Yeah, but I say, who don't like kissing? Maybe you just don't. If that's the case, you don't like who you kiss. That too. I just feel like there needs to be a connection to be like, let me for me to let kissing. You kiss me, all right? Mm. Yes. Touchy-feely. We already said we like to touch. We be touching in platonic and romantic relationships.
Period.
Although, in our situation, Husky, and it's also, she's just kind of fun to touch anyway.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. And then you'll have people be like, okay, no, we're just a touchy-feely group of friends who love each other.
We are. See? Yes. There is even a photograph of this girl kissing me on the cheek.
There's my photos.
Oh, you're right. Bria kissed me once, but she was real drunk.
Bria kissed me once, too. She was also drunk.
I'm about to say, was she drunk? She gave me a hug. Yes, she was
drunk. All right. Y'all saw that picture and was like,
drunk, she's nice.
She's very, very, very touchy-feely.
Let me listen to the story for this time.
Oh,
anyway. I'm about to tell her whole business. But,
I'm about to say, I want to hear that off the mic.
But, another thing we do. Schedule sex. And here we go, okay. Because this don't sound romantic.
I'm about to say, that sounds like you got three kids and like, we got to get it in.
But that's the thing.
Then they can sleep.
People do have three kids. People do have full-time jobs.
I'm sorry.
People do have wives and husbands and other obligations.
You're right.
And sex becomes something that doesn't happen
at all. It becomes an afterthought.
So you have to be more intentional about sex.
Like it.
When life starts to get in the way.
Yes. Okay, I see what you're saying. My bad.
So, no, it doesn't sound the most romantic. Like, he just spontaneously threw me against a wall. Like, no, it's not that. It's not that. But sometimes in life, it's not going to be like that.
But
you need to still make your sex life and your relationship a priority.
Yes.
Because the last thing you want to do is have to die and then be found somewhere else with someone else.
Although, now that we're talking about it, like, putting that on a schedule and then you being aware of it on the schedule... just builds the anticipation. You be like,
that's true.
Yeah, gonna get something when I get home. Be at work like, bitch, I ain't mad at you right now.
Right, it's 1 p.m. And you send that text like, hey, you ready for that 6:45? You're like, yeah.
You be the car like, I'm speeding. take your pants off. Bust through the door. We got 30 minutes. No. Hey, that's something to be said now that we're talking about it. That would be hilarious. Be aware, like,
only 2 hours left to the long nigga on.
Only 2 hours left for yo. Oh my god.
Be only like, what's hot in here?
It's like, girl, what you doing? Girl, what you doing afterward? I'm getting an injection. Like, girl,
something wrong with the air. We thought we didn't close early.
You be aware, like, girl, what you doing afterward? Girl, I'm getting an injection. And what? Don't worry about it. It's about to be
starting. You walk in the
next day
with a big old smile on your face. Oh, I see you got some Botox. What?
Yeah,
girl. Yes,
I sure did.
Yes, girl.
I
got
6:45.
Girl, I got a shot of something.
On a 6:45.
I got a dose of some dick. Or whatever you get.
But yes.
Because you might be going diving. I don't know.
Schedule sex, yes.
Okay.
It's on you.
Oh, shit. I done got all caught up. My bad. Stay connected throughout the day.
We kind of already talked about that. Send text messages to each other. Give each other little notes. Ask how your day's going.
Send in funny ass pictures.
Yes, memes. I love memes. Memes and GIFs. I love them.
Memes, GIFs. I'm talking about, you know, them pictures you send to your friends.
If you have the flexibility to go to lunch together once a week, that'd be dope.
Even if y'all don't, call. Be talking your ear off, gossiping for one business hour, and then you gotta go back.
Stay connected.
Yes. Or if you're like us, send stupid ass pictures at weird angles of each other. Be like,
what you doing in your office?
Girl, what you doing in your office?
What you doing? Working. Oh shit! Look at your computer. Look like you typing.
Look at that shit. You a business bitch. Okay.
Show appreciation for the things that they do for you. So,
yay!
I think this goes into love languages too, because you brought that up. But yes. Like, someone who's intimate with you knows your love language. So, like, mine is acts of service.
Correct. Okay?
So anybody who's in a relationship with me of any kind knows that if you do something for me,
she's gonna love you forever.
I'm gonna love you forever. Okay. You clean up for me because I'm not very good at that. I'm gonna love you forever.
You think about her like if she hungry and then you like you call her you be like you hungry. Food. Yeah. Love you forever.
I'm gonna love you forever. It's only pop. Okay.
Yes. Now me. My love language is gifts. Also though, I like, you know, kind words and shit. Like, you know, I be doing stuff. You recognize that? Okay.
Right. Please, thank you really do go a long way though.
Yes. Also, just random ass compliments. Those are my favorite. You be walking around. You look good today. Oh, thank yes. you.
Speaking of, shout out to Tyler, okay? Because that's my motherfucking homie. I know he listens to the show.
I'm like, what is happening?
When I was in Atlanta this weekend, I posted something on Snapchat, and he sent me the fire emoji, and I was like, sorry, don't hype me. And he said, I ain't even gotta worry about it, because you know you the shit. And I was like, okay, point blank, period, like a city girl. He said, okay, you're doing too much. But
I said, did he stop you there? Because I know he did. I was like,
this is how I know. My homies be hyping me. They understand. They know.
First of all, you got an okay best friend.
And you did. You same picture. I got an okay best friend from Devin's. I was like, Devin's picture must really be cute. I'm fine as a motherfucker. God took his time with me, baby.
And there goes the car off the cliff. Boom. It
like
exploded.
Like a city girl.
Hey, look. All right. So, go on dates.
Yes. I was just having a conversation with somebody about this.
Well, tell them how you really feel.
People don't go on dates anymore.
They don't.
And it's really, really unfortunate.
It is.
I have so many date clothes that I can't wear because people don't ask me on dates. As a single person, I'm very bothered. But yes, and to be intimate with people is to go on dates. Sometimes it's like to get to know them in different environments and to understand, like, do we connect in this space? I think that's really important. And to give somebody, especially like to give someone your undivided attention. That's the point of a date.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And to give your undivided attention in a way that's not meant to, like, end in sex.
This is also true. It is fun like, to just go and talk.
You know what that's about.
It is fun to just go and talk. Like, just sit there, lose track of time, your margarita melting because you done talked so much, stuff like that.
And it's like, you don't even have to spend a lot of money. Like, parks, a walk in the park is a date.
I will say, I have walked for 3 hours on accident, getting stuck in a really good conversation. Or just being happy around the person I'm with.
I remember my first serious relationship. Our first couple of dates were literally walks in the park for like 3-4 hours, and maybe we got ice cream, maybe we stopped at a fast food restaurant just because we got hungry because we was there for so long.
That's it, yeah.
But other than that, like, we didn't go to no fancy place and I had to like dress up and spend $200-$300. Like, it's not, that's the other thing is that if someone's really feeling you, they're gonna want to just spend time with you, and they're gonna want you to see that you put forth some sort of effort. Doesn't mean money.
No, it doesn't.
Effort means like, hey, I deliberately thought of something we could do together, so let's do it.
Literally losing track of time at their house. Not even, you don't even watch the movie, you just sitting there talking. Sometimes you might not be talking, you just like being in their space. Do that shit all the time.
Yeah, go on dates, that's so important.
Yes.
So important.
Dates can be all kinds of things, you guys. All kinds of things. Hell, errand dates, love those.
Oh, I love errand dates.
Like, oh, you need to go to the bank and pay this bill and go shopping for groceries and go do this? Yeah, I'm coming.
I like it when my friends go with me on those. It was like, this is about to turn into something fun. Like, grocery shopping suddenly became interesting.
Well, because you got somebody to talk to. You're not just wandering the aisles alone. So,
because I know I'd be looking evil as hell at the grocery store with my headphones in. Don't speak to me, stranger.
Although I'm never really in the grocery store by myself, because either you call or he called, somebody called, and I'd be on the phone cracking up, picking up soup. They're like, that soup is not that damn funny. It's not.
Yeah. So, okay. Also, you want to be vulnerable, right? I think this goes back to the whole spiritual part of being intimate. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to be open to talk about your insecurities, your flaws. The things that you don't really talk to other people about, that's what makes an intimate relationship different from like an acquaintance or a coworker. Or somebody.
Yes.
Like somebody you're not really close to, is that you're sharing things and being vulnerable in ways that you're not with other people.
I'm about to say, vulnerability also extends to like, who are the people you can talk to when like some crazy life emergency happens and you're just in tears and it's 3 a.m. Like,
exactly.
Because vulnerability is also that. Like, emotions when life happens and, like, crazy stuff happens and you just need to let it out and cry. Those are your people. And that's a certain level of intimacy that you need in platonic and romantic relationships. All right. Have a life outside of your relationship.
Yes, that's so important. You don't want to ever become codependent on somebody. And I think that really gets really, really hard, especially in romantic relationships.
Yes.
Because you're so into that person.
Yes.
And they really can, like, they really can become, like, your soulmate.
Yes.
And you love them and you move in with them, so you see them every day.
Yes.
It's so easy just to get caught up in your life together that you forget that you are also an individual person who should have a life of their own without them. And that's why I hate the saying, like, oh, they're my other half. I hate that. Really, really do. Because you shouldn't be half a person.
This is true.
You both should be one whole person that comes together to make one whole relationship.
Hmm.
Right? But, yeah. But neither one of you should be half a person.
No, that's not fair
to the other person.
It's not. I mean, I will say, weird moment of transparency, not gonna get too into it, but I did learn that living in Chicago, actually. Because I didn't have as much access to my partner. So it was like, I have to have hobbies I like to do. Because otherwise, I'm going to be sitting here bored. And alone. Even when that year before you moved up. Like, I had to, you know, find things I like to do by myself. Because, you know, really discover myself as a whole person again. And just say, you know, I'm going to go to the beach by myself, read this book, and then splash around in the water. Alone. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's just really, really important. Like, I'm just very anti-half. Oh, you're my half. They complete me. Like, no, you complete yourself. And then your complete self increases the quality of the other person's life.
True.
But you shouldn't make half of that person's life up. It doesn't make sense. But yeah. And then finally, support your partner. So, you know, they have all these other things that they got going on. It's important that you show up to them, even if you don't necessarily understand or have interest in those things yourself, to show that you support and care about their interests and their hobbies and their goals and dreams. It's really, really important.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. I say that. You hit the nail on the head for that.
Yeah. Are there other ones that we may have missed? Other ways to be intimate.
What are your favorite ways to develop, build, or maintain intimacy?
For me?
Yeah. Just like out of these kind of things, is there something that we missed that you, well, I mean, just your favorite?
Yeah, I don't think we didn't miss it, but I think really, like I said, touch is important to me. And talking is important to me. I'm like big in communication. And spend the time together somewhere.
Yes.
So, I want to go out and do things. And that's... I need someone who's on the same page with that. Like, I want to spend time together doing activities. I want to make memories.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. And that's for all my relationships.
This is true.
Particularly the touch one that was like, you know, for my little cha-cha. Yeah. I kiss you niggas too.
I'm about to say.
But.
You did all the time.
I love shine, shine. I'm gonna lick you.
Well, yeah, if you lick me, I'm gonna hurt you. Unless I'm drunk. Sorry. Never ever do that in my presence. Seriously. Is what she be like.
It's been a long time, y'all. I'm in a drought. Okay, it's been about 8 weeks now.
Which is.
2 months.
Yeah.
60 days now.
All right, she's starting to count. So, anything else we gotta say before we get out here?
60 times 24.
Get out.
How many hours it been?
Anyways.
Yep.
No. Do you have any news? You get out of the drought. Drink some water.
Okay, just a reminder to follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook. Our Black Girl Magic book club is started in the summertime. It is free. It costs you nothing. It costs you absolutely nothing. Just your time. Every second Saturday of the month between June and September. If you're interested, we need to DM us by April 12th. Oh, she ain't getting no book. Okay?
Alright.
Yeah, our first meeting will be June 12th.
Yes.
At the new Louisville Urban League on 30th and Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Super duper excited. I said the second Saturday. My bad. The second Sunday.
My say. You said Saturday.
I keep doing that.
Sunday. The second Sunday. The second
Sunday of every month between June and September.
I'm about to say, I almost didn't catch it, and then you said it, and I was like, wait a minute.
So if you are a black girl, black woman, black femme, black non-binary person, this space is meant for you. If you're not one of those people, feel free to join, but just know that this space is not meant for you, so don't think that we're going to sugarcoat or make you feel special.
We're not. We gonna, all right, no, I'm just playing. We gonna argue. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Anything else?
I believe that's all.
All right. Well, that's it, and that's all.
So we'll see y'all on the flip side.
Yup.
Bye. Bye.